Hachette Audio presents Killer Chef, written by James Patterson with Jeffrey J. Keyes, read by Ari Fliakos. Chapter 1. It's a whisper past 10 o'clock p.m. in New Orleans' famous French Quarter, but it might as well be the middle of the day. The narrow streets are bustling with tipsy tourists and locals alike. Cars share their lanes with horse-drawn carriages. From every bar and club waft the sounds of clinking glasses and tinkling jazz, filling the hot night air. A stone's throw from the banks of the Mississippi, near leafy Jackson Square, sits a food truck emblazoned with a skull and crossbones. More accurately, a shrimp and crossbones. Killer Chef, as it's called, is one of the most popular chuck wagons in the entire city. And for very good reason. Its po' boys are to die for. The line for Killer Chef is always around the block and always a good time. Jugglers and fire breathers pace up and down, entertaining the hungry masses for tips. Passing musicians often stop and play impromptu concerts, while gypsy psychics set up tarot card tables on the sidewalk to tell fortunes. I see an incredible meal in your future. Tonight, the line is twice its normal length, thanks to the small army of gaffers, makeup artists, and camera operators standing in it. A film crew is in the neighborhood, shooting a new romantic thriller starring one of Hollywood's biggest celebrity power couples. The crowd is desperate for a glimpse of them walking from the set to their trailer. When they smile and wave, everyone goes nuts. Everyone, that is, except for another perfect pair. The Killer Chef co-owners, working furiously inside the truck. They stay squarely focused on their food, cranking out their legendary sandwiches with gusto. Caleb Bruni is 6'2", slender and sinewy, flashing a megawatt smile. His chiseled good looks rival those of the leading man down the block. Next to him is Marlene Di Pietra, soft and petite, her frizzy mane of black hair held in place with a hot pink scrunchie. Her plump cheeks are rosy, but she's not wearing a stitch of makeup. She almost never does. The heat inside the truck is just that intense.
Order up!
Caleb shouts, sliding three dark and stormy sandwiches, a heavenly combo of garlic ginger aioli drizzled atop old New Orleans rum-glazed pork belly, into a paper bag. He pauses for just a second to chomp down on a homegrown jalapeno from the bag in his pocket, then grabs two more loaves of French bread and slices them in half. Looking over at Marlene, Caleb sees she's rummaging through her purse.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?